So just the other day was the Boston Marathon. And, you know, people come from all over the world. Maybe even some people in Southwest Michigan went all the way to Boston to go to the Boston Marathon. You know, 26.2 miles. You down with that?
No.
No?
No. Well, I'd watch.
Check this out. Okay. So this, I don't know if this makes me happy or a little bit angry at this person that he's able to do this.
Okay.
But on Monday, 30,000 runners raced towards the finish line at the Boston Marathon. But one guy, his name was Lauren, and he has a last name that is hard to pronounce.
I'm going to say Zidomirsky.
Zidomirsky. Mm-hmm. So he raced toward the finish line backwards.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
But he didn't do this to show off. Instead, he did it to raise money and awareness for epilepsy.
Okay, I'll give him a pass then.
So he's been competing in races and events for charity since the age of 12 years old. And he's finished 7 marathons, 10 bike races, and an Ironman triathlon. And he's raised more than $300,000 for the Epilepsy Foundation.
Wow. Okay.
So to get ready for this challenge, though, he ran 45 miles backwards each week.
Wow.
He then ran the Boston Marathon along with a spotter, of course. That would make sense.
Yep.
Either you have a spotter or you have rearview mirrors on you. So he didn't end up with a sore neck or anything like that while turning his head. But I think the rearview mirror thing might work.
It could work, yeah.
They make those for bike riders. They make little thingers. That are like...
They're like little horse blinders, but they go backward.
They're little mirrors for you. So either that might work for the next time he runs backwards. But hats off to him for able to do that, because I couldn't even run I couldn't even think
If you ran across the room backward, you might fall down.
I used to do one lap around a track. I could do that backwards, but after that, I'm hurting.
Okay.
It's sore, or I trip and fall.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. It's dangerous.
But it's a great story and great work that he's doing for the Epilepsy Foundation. So that's why it's the happy headline of the day. 98.3 The Coast.